Okay, Parshas Kisisa, we're going to speak about the mitzvah of Shkolim. If there's time afterwards, we'll speak about something else as well, but we're going to start with the mitzvah of Shkolim. This is a very famous topic. It goes into a lot of inyanim that come across, that come up all over Shas. And same with the second topic of Shituf. If a goy is muzhar on this thing called Shituf, which is not exactly a Vodazara, maybe it is a Vodazara. But the first topic is Shkolim. If we have time for Shituf, we'll get there. And again, this is not everything. We're just going to say basic points over here. And these are well-known points. Just want to share these well-known points about one aspect of the mitzvah of Shkolim. We have the mitzvah of Shkolim, mitzvah of Parsha. Zeyinu kola over alapikudin, perek lamed pasuk yud gimel, beginning of the Parsha. There's a mitzvah of Nesina Shkolim. And I want to speak about the age, what age it begins. There's three different sukkim in beginning of Parshas Truma, some which mention, one mentions the age of 20, one which doesn't mention the age of 20. The question, Bekitzer, in Machlokas Rishonim, if the chiyuv of mitzvah of Shkolim begins at the age of 20 or the age of 13. We're not going to go through the diukim right now over how the Rishonim are medayik the psukim over if the chiyuv begins at 13 or at 20, but what you should know is there's a Machlokas. To quote the Sefer Achinuch over here in Mitzvah Kof Hei, Sheyitin kol echad mi Yisrael mi ben esrim shana v'mala. Ben Ani, Ben Asher, Machzis HaShekel. The mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel is from 20 years and older. This is Shita Sefer Chinuch. And you look here at the first Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says this is also the opinion of the Rav, Reino Vajja, in the Mishnah, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel of Shkolin. And he points out, and the Ramah, when everyone learns Hilchos Purim, Tuf Reis Tali Dalad, you see also the Ramah says that the Chiyuv begins at the age of 20. The Rambam never mentions a word about 20. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkolim says that everybody who's a gadol has to give, and a katanamar paturim. He doesn't say anything about 20. The Rambam just says, katanamar par patur. Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. Do you come elsewhere in the Rambam that the Rambam holds that the chiyuv begins at the age of 13, not the age of 20, and the Rambam is clear that way also.
Who, the Rambam or the Rambam?
Both the Rambam, the Tzvi Farsha, also holds that the chiyuv begins at 13. So that's machlokas. If the chiyuv begins at 13 and the chiyuv begins at 20. And there are, again, tremendous nafkaminas for this for other areas of halacha as well, but I just want to focus on one or two small points about this, because the Mishnah and Shkolim says as follows. Mishnah and Shkolim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah He, says, Apatisha Amru, Ein Memashkin and Noshim Bevadim Katanim. We don't force them, we don't take from them, we don't make them give. Im Shaklu Mekablu Miyadam. If a katan decides to give Shkolim, then we will accept it from him. Okay, so so that's the Mishnah Shkolim. If a katan wants to give, we accept it for him. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey in Shkolim. So the following issue comes up. This is first, I think it's the first one, the main one definitely to address it, is the Shar HaMelech. Shar HaMelech, early Sefer on the Rambam. The Shar HaMelech asks the following question. He says, I understand how we can accept the Shkolim from Ketanin if we go like the Chinuch and the Rav and the Ramah, that the chiyuv begins at 20. Then when the Mishnah says the words that ketanim are potter, but we accept it from them, then if we're talking about a katan under 20, okay? But according to the Rambam and the Ramban, that a katan means under 13, okay? Then when the Mishnah says we accept it from them, it means he's a katan mamish. So the issue is, these shkolim go to the korban tzibur, okay? They go to Korban Tzibur. Now, we need the Korban Tzibur to be from the Tzibur, from Gedolim, from people who, it needs to belong to the Tzibur. A Katan, in what sense does he own his Shekel, meaning a Katan Mamish, under 13? So we say that he only has a Kenyan Derabanan by Pu'utos, a certain age, okay, close to 13, not exactly 13, a certain level of das, the Gemara discusses and gets in the Basra. At a certain type of katan, certain age, he has das the Rabbanan. The underaisa level, he certainly cannot be makne to acherim deraisa. He only can be makne the Rabbanan. So, if that's the case that in his kinyan, he only, you know, not discussing if he owns the underaisa the Rabbanan level, but he only can give it over on a the Rabbanan level. So, if this katan, to the middle of the question, we just discussed that according to the Rambam and the Ramban, a katan by the parsha of shkolim, a katan means under 13. And the Mishnah says we accept his shkolim. He doesn't have to give, but if he brings it, we'll use it towards the korban on tzibur. So the question is, he only can give it over to the tzibur on a derbanan level, because a katan can only be makna midrabanan. So if that's the case, then this korban is not coming mishal tzibur. We need the korban to be coming mishal tzibur, and you have 99% of the shkolim being from the tzibur. But again, skipping some main points here, but assuming on the simple level that a katan cannot be makna le'achayim de'araisa, so on the araisa level, it comes out that this korban tzibur is not being brought from the tzibur. This is a Shara Melech's question. It's a question on the Mishnah that we do accept the shkolim from the katanim. It's a question on the Rambam and the Ramban, because again, according to the Shitas, that the chiyuv begins at the age of 20, so then a katan, as far as this mission is concerned, can be translated as anything under 20. If he's under 20 but above 13, he has das, of course he can be makne l'acherim, his mamon on the right level, so we have no problem. It's only a problem in the Rambam and the Ramban that a katan means under 13, that there he can't be makne the right, so only midrabanan. How does the tzibur own this katan that came from the katan? That is the question that Shara Melech poses.
The Rambam and the Ramban, I hope they said from 13 or not,
is when the chiyu begins. So therefore, when the Mishnah says the words ketanim, that they're poster, but we accept it from them, it's referring to someone under 13. And that's where the trouble begins, because his kinyan, the chiyu begins at 13. That's how
the Mishnah, the Mishnah that says that we accept it.
That's
ketanim.
Because it doesn't have... Im shaklu mekablu miyadam. If they give it, we accept it.
But ene mechuyadam.
Yeah, basically. So if it's talking about under 20, we're good to go. He can give it over on the Raisa level. If we're talking about under 13, how could he be Makna L'Acherim the Raisa? The qual is that Kotlin can't be Makna to Acherim the Raisa, Gemara and Sukkah. Okay, so many answers given. You can even see I'm not going to quote all of them. One side answer is Rav Chaim Sinyevsky in his Sefer Shekel HaKodesh. Says that maybe we're talking about a specific case where there's an apotropis in charge of the katan's nechasa, and if a katan gives the shekel to the apotropis to give it over to, or the apotropis has it and he gives it over towards the korban tzibur, the apotropis certainly could be makna the katan's money on the right level, and we have no problems. That's Rav Chaim Sinyevsky's shot. However, I want to focus specifically on the Shara Melech's answer. Shara Melech is a very simple answer. B'pashtos, most of the shkolim are coming from gedolim. You have a case here or there that katan decides, I'm not chayav, but I want to do something good and give a shekel towards the korban tzibur. Zot Shara Melech, it's batel b'rov. It just says two words. It's batel b'rov. Right? You have a couple of shkolim come from the katan. It gets mixed in with all the shkolim of gedolim. So it's looked at as if all 100% of the shkolim belong to the tzibur. They came from the gedolim. Aya katan gave it, it's batel. That's what the Shara Melech answers. Okay? This answer, Shara Melech, let's now veer off from shkolim for a second. This answer causes much discussion about certain general shas and yonim. Because that which we say, bitul berov, we know is only by isurim. The general klal is mamona eno batal. Okay? Gemara based on the Chesam Beis says that because even though Isra is batal, mamon is not batal. Because Gemara's got the exact lotion, but his kav of chitim gets mixed in with my ten kav of chitim, yoko hol of a chod, could it possibly be they could just eat? So you can have all 11. You can say that the mumon is also allowed to eat it and not care about the other guy's kav of chitin that got mixed in. It can't possibly be. Obviously, mumon is not bottle, and it's looked at as if it's still in the reshus, the bylaws of the original owner. So if so, how can we say that this shekel that the katan gave is considered mixed and as if it's brought from the tzibur, from the gedolim? Mumon's not bottle. Even if it is mixed in, it still belongs to the katan. It's bittul will not change from bialim A to bialim B. How can Shara Melech say this answer? It's against a Masurish Gemara. Mitzvah Sinuch asked the kasha over here on this mitzvah. The Avne Miluim asked this question in Simen Chaz Ches, Os Lamed Gimel. The reason why he brings it up there is, let me tell you how he brings this up. There's another Shas discussion called, this is a good idea to know, if Kinyan Darabanan is Mahani L'Doraisa. That's the way it's phrased. Kinyan Darabanan Mahani L'Doraisa. It is found in the same Avne Miluim, Simen Chaz Ches, Os Lamed Gimel, and he talks about Nektos, which he references there, and many, many, many other Mephorshim as well. The issue is, if someone has a Kenyan on something on a Durbanon level, can it work and have effect for the Arise? Many of the Arise he talks about there is if you only do a Kenyan Durbanon, whether it's Mishicha and not Ma'os, or Kenyan Agav if it's Durbanon, will it help on the Arise level? Can it allow me to give to the Machal Truma? As, meaning if a Kohen has a Kinyan Darabanan something, not a Daraisa, will that be enough to feed the behemoth Truma? Only Kinyan Darabanan, not Kinyan Daraisa. Or is it also from to feed Truma? That is a general Shas discussion. So at first, the Avne Miluim wants to bring a Raya from a Mishnah. The Kinyan Darabanan works for Daraisa. You know what his Mishnah is? His Mishnah is our Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that a Katan, if he gives a Shekel, we can accept it. Okay? So a Katan only has a Kinyan on a Darabanan level. And it's working for Daraisa things of being able to bring a Korban Sibor from his Kinyan Darabanan. So you see Kinyan Darabanan Mahayu Daraisa. Then he says back, no, it's not a Raya. Because that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. The reason why we accept it from Katanim is not because the reason why it works from Katanim is not because of this Klal, that the Kinyan Darabanan works on a Daraisa level. Rather, the Pshat is, here it's different. It's not coming to Koach, the Kinyan Darabanan, the Katan. Yeah, exactly. He says the really pshat is like the Shaar HaMelech says, because Shaar HaMelech himself was bothered by this Mishnah. How could it possibly be that the Kotzim that can't be Machna Lachem Daraisa, how can we accept his Shekel? It must be that it's Batil. So if it's Batil, it's not the pshat that it's the Kinyan Darabanan of the Kotzim. It's not the pshat that it's the Kinyan Darabanan of the Kotzim that is making the Shkolim work towards Korban Sibor. Rather, the pshat is that it's not a Kinyan Darabanan Mechlal. It belongs to the Tzibur. It belongs to Gedolim. It's not the Kinyan Darabanan of the Katan. It doesn't belong to the Katan anymore. It's Batul with all the other Shkolim there. And the Avne Miluim says back, no, my Dechiyah is not a good Dechiyah. Really, Lechor from the Mishnah, I do see Kinyan Darabanan behind the Raisa, because I can't say the Shaar HaMelech. You know why I can't say like the Shaar HaMelech? The Shaar HaMelech against the Gemara Beitza. The Gemara Beitza says the moment is not Batul. We can't use the Shaar HaMelech Dechiyah to the Mishnah. The Shaar HaMelech is wrong. So again, Avne Miluim first wanted to say, you see from the Mishnah and Shkolim that a Kinyan Darabanan of a Katan works on the right, the level can make the Korban Tzibur be brought. Then he says, it's not really a Raya, because the real pshat is that like the Mishnah is like the Shaar HaMelech. That it's not the pshat that's coming because the Kinyan Darabanan, rather the pshat is that the Kinyan Darabanan of the Katan is batel within the other Shkolim of the Korban Tzibur. So you see, it's not coming because the Kinyan Darabanan, it's coming because it's batel with the other Shkolim. But then Avne Miluim says, we can't say like the Shaar HaMelech, the Shaar HaMelech is wrong, because Mamun's not batel b'ro. Mamun's not batel b'ro. How can you say that it becomes the Shkolim of the Tzibur because the Shekel of the Katan is batel with the Shkolim of the Tzibur? There's no bitul when it comes to Mamun. We can't say that it changes bylaws from the Katan's bylaws to the Gadol's bylaws. It can't possibly be. So what must be found in the Mishnah must be that the Koach of the Kinyan Darabanan of the Katan works even on their Raisa level. That's the back and forth of the Avne Miluim. There's a lot more there, but that's the same back and forth, which is Nogeya l'inyanenu. What do you mean? So let's say a different show up in a second. So the emes is that which the Gemara says mamon is not batel. We can understand it two ways. Until now, we've been understanding that as mamon is not batel klal. Wherever the mamon was originally found, whoever the original bialim was, when it gets mixed into someone else's things, it's not really mixed. It really still is by the Baal and HaRishona. However, you can understand it differently. The Aruch HaNer understands Mamun Eino Batal very differently, and there are sources to learn like this as well. He learns really Mamun is Batal. How could it be? The Gemara says Mamun is not Batal. Pshat in Mamun is not Batal is as follows. When Isser is Batal, the Isser gets mixed in with the Heter, and we look at it as all Heter here. By Mamun, when one item gets mixed in with a bunch of other items, really the new the place that it's at, the Bialim Hashniyim, the second Bialim, they own everything. But he has a chiyuv chazara. He has to pay back for it. If you would have said mamon batel, it would mean, like the Gemara says, yochal v'chadi, I can just take the other guy's thing if it gets mixed in, and I get to enjoy my new kav of chitin that gets mixed in with all my other kav of chitin. That's not true. Rather, mamon eno batel means, granted, it gets mixed in, but I have a chiv to pay back. You listening? You hear what I said there?
Well, it's very hard for me to write and hear. I'm holding by...
So don't... We'll talk about it later. We'll figure out later. So Aruch HaNer understands, Pshat in Mamon Eno Bato, is that it is Bato and it changes hands to other Bailim. But Eno Bato L'Inyan, that I have to pay it back. He has a case there. I have my Hadassah. This is in Bikurei Yaakov. It's Simin Tafresh Memtes Os Yud Aleph. Tafresh Memtes Os Yud Aleph. He says, what if a Hadas Gezula, Tafresh Memtes Os Yud Aleph, what if a Hadas Gezula, Hadas that's going, gets mixed in with all my Hadassim? Am I Yotze when I shake this Hadas Gezula? So he says, I'm Yotze. And he says, even though Mamun's my bottle, and I'm not shaking my own Hadas, he says, that's not true. I am shaking my own Hadas. What does it mean, Mamun's my bottle? It becomes mine, but I have a chiyuv to pay it back. Now, in this case, I can't pay it back because I don't know how it got mixed in. I don't know who I stole it from. I mean, I didn't steal it. It was a stolen Hadas. I'm still Yotze. I can't pay it back. But in general, if I know where it came from, I have to pay it back. But the point is, Mamun's my bottle does not mean that it doesn't belong to the new Bialim. It means it's a chiyuv lahachzir. Chiyuv lahachzir, the shivoy, at least. But the thing becomes mine. That's what he says by Hadak Gezula. Let's not bring it back to Shkolim yet. Now, he brings a proof from Tosus and Me'ilah. Tosus and Me'ilah Daf Chafal says the following case. Nafal prut of Hekdesh falls into my pocket. And I go to pull out a coin from my pocket. I have a lot of other coins that aren't Shal Hekdesh. So there's a problem of Me'ilah, okay? When I pick out the first coin. In fact, with Akasha, I should be no kama of Me'ilah, little beruba. Let the coin of Hekdesh be bottled with every other coin in my pocket, and it's, and they're all going to be Nechshav Kechulin, and there's no problem with Me'ilah. Listel Beruba, Hekdesh Shev Shmaisa, in Vav Dalid, Shmaisa Vav Os Dalid, Perak Dalid, Tosos is Tamua. You're asking Listel Beruba that the Puta in my kiss should not be Me'ilah, it should be bottled Beruv? Mama's not bottled! Okay, we're not getting involved with Me'ilah's Isser or Mammon. The Shmaisa gets involved in that. But let's assume that Me'ilah is an Inyan of Mammon. So this coin, which gets mixed in with the other coins, it's Mammon. And Tosus is asking, let it be bottled with all my other coins, lift to Baruba, so there should be no problem of Me'ilah. What are you talking about? There's no Mammon's not bottled. What's Tosus talking about? Agav, the Shmaisa and the Adnami Luan is the same person, as you know, okay? And the same way that the Adnami Luim, if you're keeping Cheshbon here, if the Adnami Luim asked on the Shar HaMelech, how could the Shar HaMelech say, Little Beruba, Mammon's not bottle, and here so to be Mammon's not bottle Bechlal, he is consistent here in Shmaisa by understanding that Mammon is not bottle Bechlal. However, Pshat in Tosos Lechora is that Tosos understood, like the Aruch HaNer, he had this understanding of what Mammon's not bottle means. Mamun in a bottle means not that it's not bottle, really it is bottle. And that's Tosas Kasha, lift up a rubah, the coin of Hekdesh should be mixed in with all the other coins. It should be chulin, there should be no problem in Elah. Just Mamun in a bottle means that I'm not scot-free. I still have to give that coin back to Hekdesh. If Mamun were to be bottle, it would mean that the coin becomes mine and I'm good to go, I get to go on my life. Mamun in a bottle just means, according to this new shot, that it becomes mine, but I have a chiyuv to give it back to wherever it came from. So again, the Shmais and the Miluim are in one camp. The Mamun in the bottle means in the bottle klal, it stays to the first violin. But according to Aruch HaNer and Tosfos Lechor, Mamun in the bottle means that even though it belongs to me, it's Mevatel Yisurim, the Hadas Gezula is no longer Gezel, it's mixed in with my thing, but I have to pay it back to the original person if I can. And that's why it's not a problem of Mi'ilo.
What's the case that we're talking about where you have to give it back, where it's not going to be...
So Mi'ilo, the Pruta Shel Hekdesh fell into your pocket, so even though there's no issue of Mi'ilo there, according to Tosfos Kasha, Lifta Baruba...
Is where you take something from Hekdesh?
Yeah, and you get Hanoah with it. You get Hanoah with it, B'shogeg. So in that case, it's B'shogeg, you pull out of your pocket, getting Hanoah from it, whatever the case of Hanoah is, but Mamun in a bottle... Supposed to be Modu that you still have to pay back that coin to Hekdesh.
Even though it's Batal Agave's...
A new Bailim. It becomes, mixed in with those things, it becomes mine. It's mixed in with Shochulin. But it's not Batal Inyan as a Chiyuv L'Hachzir. So let's bring this back to the case of Shkolim now. So it's not clear that we can use this as far as Shkolim, but let's think about this. Mamon Eino Batal with this new understanding by Shkolim would be that when the... First of all, it's being ben l'chatchila, like you were getting at before, Arola, that by shkolim the katan is giving his shekel, and we are mixing it in bi'adayim with all the other shkolim. So this is bitul l'chatchila. You have to think about that. That's point A. But point B is how does this work? So the shekel of the katan now gets mixed in with all the other shkolim. So there's no Isurim involved. We're not taking off any Isurim. It's not like we're taking off the Gezel of the Hazak Gula or the Me'ila of the coin. All we want to happen is the Shekel to change hands and to say this really now belongs to the same Bailim of the other group of things, meaning the Gedolim's coins. That's the goal here. And from the Bikur Yaakov, it's clear that Mammon, that the Bittul that does exist in Mammon could go that far. You know how I know that? Because by Hadassim, there's two things that need to be done here. Number one, we need to take off the shame Gezel from the Hadass. By being Mevatel the Hadass with the other Hadassim, we're taking off the shame Gezel from the Hadass, and I no longer have a Hadass Gezul in my hand. But we need something else to happen. We need the Hadass to be called mine. I need Lachem, if it's on the first day. So the Aruch HaNer is going as far to say that Mammon, that which we say Mammon is Batel, the element of which Mammon is Batel, goes as far to say that it belongs to me. Like I've been saying all along, it changes hands to the new Bailim. So by Shkolim as well, we're going to have to go that far to say that it now belongs to the new Bailim. It now belongs to the 95, 98, 99% of people that control them. This coin is mixed in, and it's called their coin as well, and this Korban is called Roth Michel Tibor. I'm coming to say this to exclude from the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak Elkanan Wasserman, Elkanan Spekter rather, in Ein Yitzchak. She was Ein Yitzchak, Simon Yudalid, Siv Katzim Tess, and Anna Faze. She is dealing with this issue of Shkolim, the Mishnah, the Shar Melech, everything. He says, Shar Melech, how can you say Batel Berov? Mammon's not Batel. And he says, even if you want to say that Mammon is Batel, he says over a distinction. Mammon is only Batel to take off Yisurim, take off the Me'ila, take off the Gezel. It won't go as far to make it new violence. It won't go as far to make it Lachem. No, it's Aruch HaNer. It won't go as far to make it Korban Shel Tzibur, Shkolim Shel Tzibur. It doesn't go that far. For us to understand the mission of the Kitzur, we're going to have to go as far to, for the Rambam, we're going to have to go as far to say, it changes hands, so Shkolim belongs to Shel Tzibur. He gives a different answer there. I'm not going to say it now. But, and again, this is not muchach, because you could say any other answer for the Mishnah. Instead of time Kiyasi's answer over dealing with Apotropos, you can say Kinjabon Mahani Lazar Raisa. Any other answer we have will take away this whole proof, but if we want the Shar Melech to make sense, this is definitely Shar Melech, because Yaakov holds this way, the Tosfos Me'ila holds this way, it may be shot in the Mishnah to say Bittul Berov, and again, what I just want to share with you is that it depends on how we understand Mammon Eino Batel. Is it Eino Batel Klal? Well, really it is Batel, and it becomes possibly even a new owner's, but you just have a Chiyuv L'Hachzir. That's all that it means. Mammon Eino Batel. Any questions?
Yeah. Don't we see from the fact that since there's a sheet that holds it's me Ben Esther Shano Myra, and there's also a Mishnah that says even if you're you'll see the other man that you could be a cousin, don't we see that it's not totally on that one, man? We see right away it's not totally, because if it was totally on that, then why would he hold me Ben Esther Shana? He would hold from your Gimel Shana.
So Ben Esrim is, that's the way he learned Serim Sukkim in, that those who learn Sukkim in Parashat Truma. And we don't know anything more than that.
But don't you see that it's not totally on that?
Well,
even in the beginning, it's not.
How can you prove anything from those Rishonim? Those Rishonim, we're not going in those Rishonim anyway.
Because What meaning that whether the mission itself, whether you hold that it's me ben asim shana, that's the chiyav, and therefore a male, that mission is talking about your gimel.
Lamala me your gimel, yeah.
Okay, but lamala me your gimel. But whether you hold the mission like other man them hold your gimel, and therefore the mission is talking about under your gimel. You don't have to say it. Why do you have to say it's Dasa or Bon and Kinyan? You could see straight out that you don't need Dasa or Bon in order for you to say that you're Makabal in your Mois bottle. Once you say that the Mois is bottle, you don't have to say that there was Dasa or Bon. Why don't you need to say that anymore?
Kinyan or Bon.
Do you need to be Kinyan?
No. The Shar Melech explains there you still need the Kinyan or Bon to take off a different element that since Mois is Choshev, that the which is a derbanan concept. We need a derbanan kinyan derbanan the katan to take off that. That's how it says it. I wanted to keep it simple.
Who's the third person that's going to text body?
It's going where?
Carmela, Mila, and
Shamil Tosu Yilam Bikur Yaakov from Freshman Test. Those all seem to hold the same sheet for the road.
Yeah, there is a thing in the pasuk that says be better from Shana Bamal and came from us Hashem.
Right, so that's the machlokes Shana, what that pasuk is referring to. If it's referring to the Shkalim of Korban Tibor or not, and that's what this whole machlokes comes from.
Is Trumas Hashem referring to Korban Tibor?
That's the question. I mean,
the act of Trumas Hashem is opposed to Machlokes Hashem.
I want to go through right now, but you look at Rashi there and you look at Ramban, you see there's different ways to, even in the Shara Melch, even if you want to see even clearer, he speaks out how each Rishon learns which pasuk is referring to which Chiyuv Truma, the three different Trumas that there are to given.
But the 13-year-old
would be a different pasuk, which is referring to Machnei Shekel. Depends which Rishon you're going in.
Where's the Rav?
It's not correct. It's the keyboard thing.
Mishnah Gimel, I think.
And where's the Rama?
Rama's Tavrei Sayyidah.
It's not pasuk Yudal.
Okay, now...
There was the Rama?
What? The Rama holds 20 Lamala.
Oh, I thought it was...
There's a few sheets. Rama and Ramban is under
13.
Also... Here, Chinuch is like that, Ramah is like that. Okay, one more topic. So in the Psukim, by the Ego, there's obviously a lot of different sheets.
Also 45.
But there's a... Someone going to Mars?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll keep this short then. By the Ego, there are... By the Ego, there are many sheets over what exactly happened with the Ego. Avodah Zarah Gemura, not Avodah Zarah Bechlal. In Sanhedrin, that's not Mechimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara is Medayik from a Pasuk. In Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Ches, that they said, whoever they is, Vayomru, Eile Elokecha Yisrael Asher He'elucha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Loshen He'elucha is Loshen Rabim, that brought us up. The ones who are doing this Ego, were Mishatev Shem Shemayim V'davar Acher. Put Hashem together with the Ego. Okay? And Yisroel is Muzhar on the Itzer of Shittuch. You can't serve God and someone else along with him. Okay? Loshen Gemara, all we know is Mishatev Shem Shemayim V'davar Acher. Put something else with Shem Shemayim. Tosfos says anything which is midi de elokus, which is godliness, whatever that means. And this can get very, very complicated, so we'll try to be makatzer, but there's a question about if a Ben Noach, one of the Shiva Mitzvot Ben Noach, is Avodah Zarah. Is Shituf included in the Mitzvot Avodah Zarah or not? Is a Goy allowed to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with other powers along with it?
The actual Shav Mitzvah is that you just have to serve Hashem?
It's Avodah Zarah. One of the seven Mitzvah is Avodah Zarah. For Klal Yisrael, Shituf is included in Avodah Zarah. It's not clear if for Ben Noach, he also has the Yisrael Shituf or not. So I don't know every different type of Matrus out there beyond Catholicism and everything. But in many other types, they do believe in God, but they put more than one entity together with God. If that is Shituf, which Pashas is, so there are certain Rishonim and Achronim that hold that Ben Noach is not Muzher on Shituf, and that's not Avodah Zarah. The Rambam is clear that it is. Okay? Tosfos says the following thing. There's an instance in the Torah called Lo Yishama Apifa. I can't do shutfis with a goy, a business deal, because maybe it'll be chayav shvuah. Through him being chayav shvuah, he's going to swear in Avodah Zarah. I am therefore causing him to mention names of Avodah Zarah, which is an isser on its own right. Tosfos says, nowadays, there's no problem with me doing shutvis with a goy. Because if he does swear, he's not going to swear in Avodah Zarah. He's going to swear in Shita. He's going to, the Lashon Tosfos, Sanhedrin, 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 is, will swear in God and the Kedoshim, which is the saint. So, the Lashon of Tosfos is, there's no lif ne'iver because they're not mutar on this. There's no lif ne'iver for me to do a shvuah with him. No, not that he has lif ne'iver. I can't, yes, there definitely is. That's, look in the braces. I can't give an Eber Melachai to Ben Noach. So too, I can't give him anything that leads to a Avodah Zarah. So the Lashon HaTosfos is in a muzhor malkach. They're not warned against it. So some Meforshim learn in Tosfos that there's no lif ne'iver for me to shvuah with a goy. Shutfis with a goy, because he may take a shvuah. Because, one second. If it's a Vazar Gemur, that's something. But we're talking about the ones that don't do a Vazar Gemur. Tosfos says, there's no lif ne'iver for me to shvuah with him. Shutfis with him, that will lead to a shvuah. Because ain a muzhor malzeh. They're not muzhor on this. And many Meforshim have learned in the Tosfos that it means they are not muzhor on Shito. It is not a Vazar for them to even worship. Well, no, Meforshim learned this in Tosfos. Okay? You can look at the Shach in Yerodeah, Simon Kufman Aleph, Sivkat and Zayin. You can look at the Ramah in Orachayim, Simon Kuf Nun Vav, is Mashma that way. And even though some learn Ramah differently, the Ramah is clear this way, based on the way the Shach brings him in Darchei Moshe. Okay. And just one halachic thing that comes from this is the Binyan Tzion, that's the Orach HaNer. We're quoting the Orach HaNer back and forth, except for the Sefer Orach HaNer. Bikur Yaakov, Binyan Tzion. Someone asked him, their case was, there was originally a house. Then some goyim bought the house and wanted to use it for a shul, for their own thing. Then they sold it, and
they asked to use it?
Yeah, they prayed their services. And now the person asked the Binyan Tzion, could we now use it to daven ourselves, us Jews. So he gets involved in some topics. Wants to, you know, it's a machlokas about if them doing a Avodah Zarah, if it will aser legavoah for us to do our things, our services. And then after that discussion, he says he understands that Ben Noach is not Muzer on Shita. They did not do any Isser when they prayed there in that house. But he says since it is usher for us. We're not the ones doing it, of course, the Goyim did it, but for Klal Yisrael, it's usher to do Shita. So, by our standards, they did a Ma'aseh Shel Isser. So if that's the case, they did a Ma'aseh Shel Isser, that's going to usher it, and we can't use the place.
Don't we see the Isser of Shita?
What about China? I
mean, what?
Don't we see the Isser of Shita from Yilachem
Alechem Achayim or whatever? There is, right, we learn out from Bilti Hashem Levado that we can't be Meshate. The question is for Ben Noach.
Meshate means that you're
putting it together with something else.
You mean that Hashem, it means that Hashem gives powers to other people that can do the things and he doesn't do it himself. Is that also part of Shizu?
Yes, the Pashto.
So it says in the Mishnah Berurah, it says in the Aloha, it says that we learn it out from Veloi Yilai Kim Acher. But it's one of the six things that we learn. Six things that we constantly learn.
Okay.
Fine. If you're learning out from like you like whatever, I don't.
Yeah. Go on.
But then the chayyur, that's the same thing of Shem. That it says they're not allowed to serve Avodah Zarah. So wouldn't that be included? I'm saying we learn Avodah Zarah from the same thing also.
I understand. What's the same? I mean, no, Avodah Zarah is not. What's that? Actually, I do remember someone bringing this raya that pasuk is mentioned in the Gemara Sanhedrin by Avodah Zarah, and therefore it should apply. I have to remember who says that. It could be yeah, it could be no. I'll show you the Gemara afterwards. Al-Kopanim, in Sanhedrin Sama Kimel Beis, is Novei Machlokas if Shituv exists for Ben Noach or not. That's one nafkamina, the case of the Binyan Tzion. And we don't have time to discuss it, but one thing which is just tremendously interesting is, I skipped a step, but let me just say one point. The Noda B'Yehuda, very famous Noda B'Yehuda in Simen Kuf Mem Ches, understands that Ben Noach is Muzer on Shituv. There's no reason to distinguish. Okay? Tosfos meant, even though they are Muzer on Shituv, there's a distinction between their Avoda B'Shituv and their Shavua B'Shituv. Granted, they can't serve B'Shituv. That's Avodah Zarah for them. However, for us to do shutfis with him, to cause him to make a shvua to shitov, that's what they're not musar in. So for us, we have a vodazara across the board, whether it's us doing a vodazara, whether it's taking a shvua in the vodazara, the pashas, whether it's us causing them to take shvua in the vodazara gemura, that's all us. For Ben Noach, he's musar on shitov according to the Behuda, but there's no isser for us to cause them to take a shvua and shitov. The interesting discussion, which we don't have time for, we can discuss at a different time, is the later Achron will discuss how you can split the two. Meaning, how can it possibly be a problem for them to do a Avodah Zarah b'shitov, but at the same time, it's not a problem for us to cause them to be moda and to give thanks in their shvua, I swear by the name of blank, 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 which is not Avodah Zarah, it's a shvua, it's giving kavod. If it's a vote, so by Avodah Zarah, we the two are consistent, that it's also for them to do a Vazara, and we don't want to cause them to do a Shvu in the Vazara. How come by Shitov we can split the two? I mean, we're causing them still to say a name of a Vazara, just to put it together with God's name, but still saying a name of a Vazara. But there may be inherent distinction. The Mar Makom, if you want to look it up, is...
The Mar where?
No, the Mar Makom over one very interesting piece where you can find this discussion is Rav Hutner in Sefer HaZikaron. Simin Nun Ches has a piece to explain why you would make the distinction that Shavua is not a problem, but Avoda is a problem. Okay, so to be Misakim, we explained the Machlokas by Shkolim Katanim, we accept Shkolim from Katanim. We discussed if the concept of Bittul Berov, Mamun Eino Batel, if that's Eino Batel Klal, or if it is Batel, just so you have to pay back. And by Shituf, there's a Machlokas, it comes up in the Asher HaLukah, comes up in the Zik Parsha, we need to understand if Ben Noach is Musar on Shitov or not, is it a Vazara for them or not? According to Shitov, Tosus on Hedges on the Kimmel base. Sorry, we cannot read it inside, but you look at Tosus over there, you can look at the Ramoth, Simin Kof Nun Vav, the Yehuda, Simin Kof Memches, and from there you see a discussion if they're not Musar on Shitov Bichlal or just on the Indian of making a Shvuah B'Shitov. Okay.